Mandatory universal garbage and recycling service may be coming to properties in Rio Del. The City Council received a presentation on the service from Linda Wise, General Manager of Recology Eel River, at the March 16th City Council meeting held online. Earlier, the Rio Del Nuisance Advisory Committee had recommended the Council implement mandatory universal garbage collection in order to address blight as well as meet targets required by various state laws. The City of Fortuna is also debating requiring universal collection as part of a new franchise agreement with Recology Eel River. The smaller cities like Rio Del and Ferndale would be able to join in the new agreement, which would provide a better cost for scale to the communities. Recology will need to buy new trucks and bins for the program, which makes the initial startup cost significant. Rio Del City Manager Kyle Knopp explains.
As we all know, this is a small community. There's not a large subscriber base. There's potentially about 1,400 garbage and recycling subscribers in the community. And there's a large capital outlay in order to really change fundamentally how garbage services have been collected in Rio Del over the past 40 years. So what that means is that we were advised that it would really be cost prohibitive for the city to attempt to do universal collection on its own, that it wouldn't, you know, pencil out, that it would be expensive. The alternative option that was proposed is when other jurisdictions sign on to universal collection for their own reasons, whether, you know, mandates or whatnot, that's an opportunity to potentially team up and create a larger scale of economy where the costs are spread across those capital costs, those fixed capital costs are spread across a larger subscriber base.
Linda Wise of Recology Eel River summarizes potential rate changes if universal service is adopted.
So if you were at the current rates, somebody who is at the 32-gallon garbage service at the curbside residential, that's the typical can size where you see in areas, most people have that, you'd be looking at $28.59 a month with biweekly recycling. So the recycling cans that we're going to be providing to the services here are going to be larger than the ones you currently have. They're currently at 64 gallon. They should be all uniform 96 gallon services that will be picked up every other week, which increases the volume that people are able to put into the system. So if they were to be able to move to a 20 gallon garbage service with bi-weekly recycling, let's just say their proposed rates would be $24.34 a month. So with the additional services, there's a potential where a person might be able to save $4.25 per month with having the additional recycling and being able to lower the garbage service, their garbage service size. With a customer, to a discount customer, we're estimating that current rates are about $22.83 a month. Now we're basing this on if somebody's doing this weekly, to the proposed rates of $19.47 a month. So that would be a savings to those, to a discount or a senior service of $3.36 per month.
Wise further summarized the coming implementation of Senate Bill 1383 for organic waste diversion.
This applies to the City of Fortuna at this point. So they're under a tighter timeline than Rio Del and Ferndale are because of the size of their community. 1383 was passed in, it was a law that was passed in 2016. It's been in rulemaking until maybe about late fall of last year. They are looking to have the regulations and the implementation of these programs take effect January 1st, 2022. If communities are not in the position to be able to start supplying a recycling organics and garbage system at the curbside, They're supposed to be showing a pathway to compliance to be able to be given more time. Obviously, the County of Humboldt currently does not have a robust organics program. So what we are looking for is to show progress to the state that we're working toward implementing curbside programs for the city of Fortuna. And that's the reason why we're asking the city of Rio Del and Ferndale to come along while the price is good so that we can share the cost.
The council was generally in favor of the concept, and they will be holding a public workshop on universal collection at their April 20th city council meeting. They plan for the first public hearing to be held June 1st and anticipate adoption of an ordinance by June 15th. Of course, the plan depends on whether or not Fortuna approves mandatory universal collection in order to share the cost with the larger city. The City of Rio Del has the PowerPoint presentation available at their website, and video of the meeting is available online with Access Humboldt on YouTube. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. online. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.